5 more minutes left live, and I could have Tony Gosling, James Corbett on, Stephen Colbert on for hours, discussing this news court. This is a much larger situation. That's why these deaths are involved. And I wanted to go back to Tony Gosling and then finish up with James Corbett. Tony, looking at the tea leaves, from across the pond, it looks like News Corp is floundering around, even though their stock of News International and the News Corp went up yesterday after the hearing. Do you think Murdoch's going to be able to survive this? Where do you see this going?
I really don't think Murdoch can survive because it's like an express train, this story. There's so much more to go. I can tell you where I think this is going in the direction next, which was hinted at a couple of times in the House of Commons debate today, which is to do with the official vetting systems that are used to vet various individuals who are working in central government, and particularly in Downing Street. And this is a really explosive issue, which is being now looked at. And vetting is obviously completely nonsense. Andy Coulson, this guy who now seems is a major criminal, has been working in Downing Street for the last 2 years. He only resigned fairly recently. But this was several people are now asking, what about this vetting system that said that Andy Coulson was a fit guy to work for you, Mr. Cameron? So, yes, this is coming home to Cameron. I think Cameron ultimately will have to resign over this.
Why are they saying this hurts the Queen?
I think the Queen is trying to stay a little bit away from it. But let's not forget, the vetting system is absolutely crucial. They try and keep it secret, but the company that does the London Underground security system is an Israeli firm which wasn't properly vetted. And this is run by this guy, Daniel Bodner. It's called Verint Systems. They were Converse Technologies until they changed their name. And as you know, this is the same company that was responsible for the massive Amdocs scandal around about 2000. And this is the Israeli military running a private firm which is running all of the security on the London Underground system. These are the kinds of lapses in vetting which I think is where this story is now heading.
Well, they're not lapses. If they can't get British intelligence to do what they're told, they'll bring the Israelis in.
They would much rather have a company which is actually accountable to do things like public transportation, security. This is what the passengers and the people of London want. But what's happening is they're using these crooked and corrupt vetting agencies to actually implant the enemy into the heart.
Sure. Tony, it's clear we're going to have to get more updates from you this week and next week as this develops. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
I don't look at Murdoch anymore. This man is Moloch.
I understand. Moloch Murdoch. Thank you, Tony. We got a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Last word, James Corbett. Go ahead.
Well, okay, just to back up what I said before the break, News Corp made a $10.5 billion or so dollars in pre-tax profit over the past 4 years, 2007 to 2010. And they paid, guess how much taxes? They paid negative $4.5 billion. They actually got $4.5 billion back in taxes. So this is exactly the type of crony capitalist system that we've been unfortunately force-fed into. And that's exactly why these types of mega conglomerates are always going to be able to buy whatever politicians they need to get, whatever regulation they need to do whatever they want. And that's exactly why I think ultimately the real solution to this is in the hands of the people, because the people vote with their dollars. And if they don't support these massive mega corporations, they will fail. I mean, we can make a difference. And I think we have to start doing that, because clearly the government's not going to do it for us. And the police agencies aren't going to do it for us. This scandal is too wide, too big. But again, I think this is a golden opportunity for people who are trying to expose this type of collusion, because here it is right out in the open. It's playing itself out on the TV for the dumbed down sheeple to imbibe every night, and they can't get away from it. This is a golden opportunity to shove this in people's faces and really expose what the system is doing.
Well, I like the area you got into earlier, how they lead the carbon tax groups, they lead the forced inoculation groups, the Murdoch family. They admit they propagandize for global warming taxes, and then they lead the opposition to the global warming movement so they can have it falter at the key moment. They're behind Rick Perry, Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas. I mean, it is just incredible. And they run the fake conservatives in England, and that's coming to a head. Retransmission starts now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Roster of guests joining us in the second hour of transmission today. I'll tell you more about those guests coming up, but we're going to break down the Libya situation. Is war on or isn't it? I mean, we know the continued bombardment is ongoing, but is ground invasion going to happen as the military has been told to be ready for in late September, early October? I certainly hope it's off the table, because if it isn't, it is going to be a huge casualty-causing event. That's death for folks that don't know their military terms, for our military and the Libyan military and the Libyan people, most importantly. So we're going to be going over that with Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist and doctor of history. James Corbett of the Corbett Report will be joining us, and Tony Gosling, a reporter from England, on the huge scandal now that is threatening to bring down the Prime Minister of England, David Cameron, and the head of News Corp, Rupert Murdoch. I got some into this today, but later I want to be reminded by the producers to get back into the fact that 4 months ago, Media Matters memo went public, and they admitted it was their memo, that they would get hired at Fox and sabotage and infiltrate to, quote, destroy them. And I made the point that if I tried to get my employees hired into competitors' operations, that's espionage. Not that I have any competitors. As I've said, I'm not in an industry. I'm not in a business. I'm on a mission to restore the republic and the spirit of 1776 worldwide, a rediscovery of freedom. But this is serious crimes admitted by Judicial Watch, similar to what we see News Corp doing. And so I say burn Rupert Murdoch and burn George Soros. Burn them all. This selective enforcement stuff, though, really gets me mad. And if you're not going to enforce across the board, well, then leave Rupert Murdoch alone. I'd rather just have anarchy and everybody fend for themselves if you're not going to enforce it across the board. You know, it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison or be executed. I've got some good news before I plunge into all of the news and information I have in front of me. I have a tendency to always kick the broadcast off with some observation I've made of the media. I don't watch a lot of television, but I do monitor talk radio on XM, Sirius. Got Sirius in the house, XM in the car. Same company, but different channels. It's a smorgasbord, some of the same channels on each. I listen religiously to talk radio late at night when I'm reading, and I scan the dial online and on the AM dial. And the good news is liberal shows, conservative, libertarian, rock and roll shows. I was listening to the Dudley and Bob show on 93.7 FM here in town, the KLBJ FM twin of the AM I'm on, 590. And the callers were making jokes about it, and the host were. They don't normally talk about serious issues, about how ridiculous it is that the main star witness who could bring down the police for bribery, and we've already had the two police chiefs resign in London, the Metro Police Commissioner and the head of Scotland Yard, and could bring down the Prime Minister, confirmed to be involved in it. I mean, the head guy running the whole operation was his head media director from News Corp in Cameron's camp. Cameron's a kept politician, Rupert Murdoch, that's not debated, his little political mistress, you could say. And you've got this huge scandal, News Corp execs arrested, and magically the star witness dies. And then tells his friends they're after me, they're threatening to kill me. And then the newspapers, I read quotes yesterday, are calling it a conspiracy theory. You're a conspiracy theorist if a guy's saying they're after me, I've got to hide. If anybody asks if I'm home, I'm not hiding out in the house with his lights off. And he dies, and the police within 20 minutes come out and say, and I love the shows I've been listening to, we're all reading the quotes, that we don't believe there's any foul play, and this appears to not be suspicious, and so we're not opening a criminal investigation. A star witness dies. I mean, you better have the most complex autopsies on earth done on this guy. The poisons corporations can get a hold of, that governments can get a hold of. Remember, of the 100 biggest economies in the world, 50 plus are not governments or countries. They are corporations. I told you last week, if this continued, look for deaths. I told you that if Congress doesn't drop fast and furious against the ATF caught shipping guns into Illinois with the FBI and DEA, into Texas, into Florida, folks, they're shipping guns into gangs everywhere. There's gangs that work for the government, and there's gangs that get killed by the gangs that work for the government. It's called the Untouchables. It's called the real mafia structure in America. And if one gang gets uppity and happens to beat the gang muscle that works for the big banks that control the police, they send in police hit teams. And every major police department has a squad of hitmen. And that's come out in Boston, it's come out in New York, it's come out in L.A. It was the first place it came out in the 60s. They got teams of men with badges and guns, and when they hit hard. Okay? I don't have to sit here and explain this to people. I shouldn't have to, but stop acting like little children. You better admit how corrupt and rotten we've gotten. Oh, you don't think the banks are involved in narcotics trafficking? $500 billion a year just in cocaine and heroin coming into the U.S., laundered in banks that have all been caught laundering it and don't get in trouble. Small bank gets caught, they go to jail. That happens all the time. Competitors get caught, they go to jail. Police have been caught in every major department in the country living in multi-million-dollar houses and driving brand-new Corvettes with drugs. And then it's not enough to go shake down the drug dealers. Now they pull you over in Dallas, on record, throw a bag of chalk in the back of your brand-new Mercedes and take it. No judge, no jury. Asset forfeiture seizure. Federal law. All right, you see, I'm now ranting and I'm going to burn up this entire hour, and I've got so much news. It's almost like before you exercise, you're about to go on that little two-mile jog, you're out of shape like I am, and you kind of hesitate and kind of stretch for a while, and you're like, oh, man, this is going to be quite a marathon here, and you don't really get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, the news before me. This stuff is insane. But getting back to what I was saying, the good news is every radio show I listen to, and I've never heard something like this, every show, local talk, rock shows, country stations, because I scan through the dial, are all making jokes and laughing at the government and giggling when they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, if you question that the police within 20 minutes of the guy being found dead said, it's nothing, no foul play, move along. I mean, I could be hiding in my house saying, help me, they said they're coming to kill me, and then I'm found dead, and the police show up and say, nothing going on. There's still no criminal investigation in L.A. with one of the richest men in America, this big pharma owner. He owns one of the big three pharma companies, and his son falls down the stairs, goes into a coma, and dies. Then his girlfriend, who was watching the child when it reportedly happened, is found hanging off the front balcony, her mouth bound, her arms and legs bound, hanging dead. She's taking care of the kid. Dad gets mad that his son's in a coma. Kid's now died. Somebody dies. The point is, even if it's a crime of passion, and I'm not saying the dad did it, and I'm saying he might be a suspect. Let me see. His son's in a coma. The woman watching him, the girlfriend, the hot girlfriend, she is found obviously murdered, and the police say, "This we don't think there's anything." You can read the quotes. We don't, I forget the exact quote, something like, we don't really see anything suspicious, and we're not looking at this right now as foul play being involved. You can pull up the quotes in both cases. They're very similar. It's something like that. Even more ridiculous when you read it. I read it on the show Monday, the quotes out of that case. And I hear the shows, not all of them, but several of the shows brought that case up too. Because it's just so ridiculous. And then if you say, hey, cops, obviously these are murders. You need to have suspects. You need to open a criminal investigation. And their answers in both cases in newspapers are, well, conspiracy theorists are saying we should look into this, but that's ridiculous. Now, that said, let me give you a smattering of the news that's coming up. Some of it's good, some of it's bad, some of it's ugly. Now, I've already seen this in scientific studies, but this goes to the heart of why some people won't wake up to the corruption and then allow it to grow to their own detriment. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. Yeah, no kidding. Also, Fukushima plant stabilized, TEPCO claims. They've lied so much, but we hope that's the truth. We were told it was stabilized 2 days after it happened, while reactors were blowing up in mushroom clouds, and the radioactive isotope showed massive fission had occurred. Continuing here, FBI arrests 16 anonymous hacker crackdown. It turns out this group of anonymous is, quote, attacking the New World Order. All of this is being done right on time trying to pass the Cybersecurity Act. DOJ and FBI make arrest in PayPal hacking case. Feds indict hacktivists for stealing public domain data. We're going to be going over all that. Health Body backs free birth control for women, but moves ahead with the death panels to ration care. And now Bill Gates and Time Magazine go, you know what? There really were death panels in there, and it's good. You don't need to have an eye surgery when you're 65. How about a cane? You don't need to get that knee worked on. How about another cane? You can't see, use a cane. Can't walk, use a cane. We'll go with the free healthcare model of Cuba. Also, GOP warns again of Obamacare rationing, and it has begun with these panels. Medicare announces, again, it will continue to cover drugs, even if the FDA bans them as dangerous for humans. I'm not going through the top stories first. I'm just, oh, here's another one. UN Security Council to consider climate change peacekeepers. Oh, yes, they're calling them green helmets. This is all part of State Department Memorandum 200. Also, carbon price battle is lost, say experts. Good news from Australia. CERN scientists gag on politically incorrect global warming data. Okay, I haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russian fighter jets have joined with Venezuela in training? Did you know that the Russian destroyers held training exercises with Venezuela? Did you know that those Russian destroyers sailed into Cuba in 2010 to hold training exercises? Lenin said they would surround the United States and it would fall. Is the United States being surrounded? This would be their third stage for world domination. They have Eastern Europe and the masses of Asia, China. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows
the good guys lost. All right, I'm going to continue in this short segment just going over the waterfront of news, and I'm coming back and getting into it in more detail. Then the entire first 30 minutes of the second hour will be open phones. Now, continuing with the story I was telling earlier before I get back into just the headlines here and a brief analysis before I dive back into the top stories. The good news is everybody does know that the dice are loaded, that the fight was fixed, that the bad guys have won. But people don't believe they have power, and they believe that they're alone. They don't know that everybody knows. Everybody at the end of the day knows this country is going in the wrong direction, that we've entered a very decadent cycle of civilization. But people feel powerless. Folks, when you get involved, when you speak out, when you say no to corruption, when you don't submit to unconstitutional activity, you politically and physically sabotage evil. You slow it down. And you give humanity time to develop strategies to defeat these people. We're having a lot of victories. And the reason we're starting to have victories against the globalists is because people like myself and others were willing to be criticized. We're willing to be laughed at. We're willing to be attacked. Ron Paul 35 years ago, myself 16 years ago, many others going back more than 50 years were willing to be demonized. We're willing to have the FBI try to plant hand grenades in their garage, like Bob Chapman. He's had to leave the country because he kept beating them in court and they kept coming after him for other things. A lot of people paid with their lives so that this information, common sense, could be mainline again. And so that's the great important news, is that more and more when I listen to talk radio, I hear the information I talk about being discussed. And I hear people not buying it when a woman is obviously murdered and the police say she wasn't. Or when they obviously, it's a hit when the star witness dies and tells folks they're coming after me. It's obviously a hit when they kill the D.C. madam. And I told her on air, I said, you better tell folks you're not going to commit suicide. She said, I never will. And I said, listen, you need to release the full names of your client list or they're going to kill you. And she said, well, I'm going to hold on to that. And I said, that's a bad move. And they murdered her. And she told her condo manager she was good friends with, she says, I'm getting some documents to my mom before I've got to go to prison. People are following me. And, of course, they killed her. They grabbed her. They hung her in her mom's shed, her elderly mother's shed, and got the documents out of the car. And I even had her manager of the condo send me her lease, and it was not even her handwriting. The handwriting of her suicide note looked like it was a completely different hand. It wasn't that it was a bad fake. It was shoddily done. They might as well have drawn it in Crayola. But see, now they don't even write fake suicide notes. I mean, you got a woman hanging, gowned and bound and gagged, dead, and the police in L.A. say no investigation. And, you know, they kill this guy in England, star witness. Yeah, no investigation. Just forget suicide notes. You know what? We just found the body. Case closed. Why is the system, why has the United Nations come out in the last year? We got the documents a year ago. Actually, News Corps did. And the UN admits they're real. And they say a year ago, we're going to move now to openly saying humans are bad. Yes, we want to reduce population. That's what carbon taxes are about. We're going to move away from global warming to just weather change, period, is unnatural. The sun doesn't affect climate. It's all humans. Humans are bad. We got to get rid of them. And now you see them announcing that that's their official policy. And, hey, you know what? We are eugenicists. And since alternative media is becoming the media and exposed us, we'll just hide in plain view. See, when they would just deny all of this, it's better. Because it'll wake up even the most brain dead. 3.5 years ago, when they came out with the film New World Order, or I guess 3 years ago, it was during Democratic primaries, and Obama and the Secret Service and Hillary drive by the Secret Service with Secret Service plates, aims machine guns at us on video. The media saying, where's Hillary? Where's Obama? They gave the media the split in Virginia by Dulles Airport. We're right by the airport. It's Bilderberg. We call the media, hey, they're here. Media laughs at us. There's no such thing as Bilderberg. So I videotape all this and videotape world leaders there. And the New York Times comes out and says, Alex Jones was having a full-on schizophrenic event, imagining all of this, when they reviewed the film. Because they hate their readers. They think you're dumb. So they said there's no Bilderberg, there was no Hillary or Obama, and Alex was literally in a park by a hotel having a full-on hallucination. Man, thank you, New York Times. I mean, even the dumbest people know you're a pack of liars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I will certainly second what Thomas Jefferson had to say. What about you? Or do you agree with FEMA and the police training manuals that demonize George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and call them terrorists? And they tell the police we're fighting modern-day terrorists, these people that won't compromise on the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And you see all the Time magazines and Newsweek articles everywhere. It's time to get rid of the Constitution. It caused the problems. And now I'm actually hearing that parroted by trendies. Oh, the Constitution's old. We need something new. No, the Constitution's new in history. What the establishment's trying to bring back is classical tyranny, monopoly groups of ultra-powerful enslaving people. That's the old system. The republic, the light of the world, the example of freedom. I'm getting chills. That's 1776. Have you actually read the founders' quotes, their letters, their debates, their statements? Have you studied politics? Do you know how to read U.S. Code? Have you studied court cases? I have. And I've interviewed hundreds of top legal scholars, and they all agree it is a beautiful document. And that's why it's under assault. We're in trouble because we've allowed it to be overturned. No one debates that the Constitution has pretty much been overturned. And then now that they've overturned it, they're blaming the blight that's on our republic, the tyranny that's here on the Constitution. That'd be like if you fired an employee And 2 years later, somebody was let the sink overflow, left the sink on, and you blame Bob, who you fired 2 years ago. All right. I'm going to shut up and get into the news here. Okay, so I already mentioned this stuff. FBI arrest 16, an anonymous hacker crackdown. We're going to get into that. 20 signs that the fabric of American society is coming apart at the seams. I'm going to get to that. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. This shows why a lot of people are like in a trance and they'll buy whatever ridiculous story they're told. But there's a breaking point. As the system gets more and more corrupt, as it gets more and more out in the open, as their cover stories get more and more ridiculous, you're going to have those that will buy anything they're told, get deeper into delusion, and you're going to have others who kind of wake up from their delusion and become more and more awake as things get more obvious. Things are not going well for the social engineers. We've also got the death panels. So we're going to be breaking that down. They're here. And all the, quote, trendies denied the death panels existed, made jokes about it. You know, Stephen Colbert made jokes about it. Well, it's all in there, and they admit, case for killing granny. Cover of Newsweek. Hey, you know, Ted Turner says, kill old people. You know, get rid of them. We've got Bill Gates coming out saying, hey, death panels are good. I mean, I can play the clip of him. These people aren't playing games. They always, oh, there's no Bilderberg group. Well, yeah, they're meeting right there. Here's their own documents. Shut up. Doesn't exist. They play a Jedi mind trick on you. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. And then you buy into it because of the peer pressure. And they've got a big study out on this. A big study. I've seen countless others. There's a new big study out where if a barn door is red, but you're in a sports stadium and the authority figure in the top hat says the barn door is blue, the majority of people will see it as the color he says. Doesn't matter the barn door is really red. It's like if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, the TV slide behind me says Infowars.com in red. But if I was in a sports stadium of people and I was the authority figure and people saw me as the authority figure, if I said that's blue, and especially if I had a group of experts up there with me who said, yes, it's blue, the majority of people would actually see it as blue. But again, that's coming up. This is the mind control. That's why the cops say, yeah, she's hanging with her feet and legs, arms and legs bound, dead. We don't see anything, any signs of foul play here. We're not even going to do an investigation when they're supposed to, regardless. You know, they go to an 85-year-old man's house who looks like he's died of a heart attack. They've got to do an investigation. But they just tell you, hey, you know, this isn't a murder. Move along. Move along. It's time to break that trance. They're intentionally trying to get you deeper into that trance right now. Okay, here's the other big news I'll be breaking down. UN Security Council to consider climate change peacekeeping. I'm going to break down what's behind that. Carbon price battle is lost, experts say. Brisbane Times, really good news. In Ireland, in Australia, in many areas, no matter how much they propagandize, the public know it is a scam. Then they ran a hoax the other day saying that Lord Monckton is not a lord, even though he's an hereditary lord and peer of the crown on record. Not that it even matters. They tried to say, well, he's officially not a voting member of the House of Lords. Well, yeah, because they just voted to get rid of that, and now they've created political lords who are the new royalty and have voting power. But he's a hereditary lord. It's like saying Queen Elizabeth isn't the Queen of England. So there's this big, oh, that guy's a fake pretender to royalty, to being a peer. And then it turns out it's all a hoax, and you know, his passport says he's a lord, and everybody knows he's a lord, and going back generations. And this is how they do it. So it's totally imploding in Australia. So while he's there, they run this hoax that he's a fake because tens of thousands are coming out to hear him speak now instead of just thousands. And so they're panicking. So they run the hoax. He's not a lord. He's a fake. He's a fraud when they're the frauds. So carbon price battle is lost. Political experts believe the battle to sell carbon tax to the Australian public has been lost, and the prime minister can do nothing to change voters' minds on the issue. And it goes through all the numbers on that. 61% do not believe any of it. Continuing, more on CERN scientists gagged on politically incorrect global warming data. Oh, guess what their study found with the particles, mimicking the sun's particles? It's the sun not just heating the Earth, but creating the nuclei to form water vapor that forms clouds and then condensation. Wow, man, I needed CERN. It cost 50-something billion dollars to tell me that. Okay. All righty. And then they gag them. Oh, the scientists found the sun's what runs our climate more than anything else. Wow, let's gag them. Do I need scientists to tell me that fish swim, that the sky's blue, that Al Gore is a man-bear pig? I mean, do I need to even research Al Gore, which I've done, to just look at him and go, alert! Danger, Will Robinson! Danger, Will Robinson! Danger, danger! That's a big fat con man! I love that clip we've got in Fall of the Republic. I don't love it. I kind of cry, but, you know, in a laughing gallows humor way, where he's on Larry King Live with his smug, fake attitude, obviously lying, and Ross Perot's going, listen, Larry, within a decade, if we put NAFTA into place, it will destroy the wages. Okay, Canada had $5 an hour average more than us, but those jobs all went to the United States under a trade deal. Well, Mexico, their average pays $1 an hour lower. You will hear a giant sucking sound. It will destroy the middle class and what's left of our industrial base, Larry. And Al Gore, you can just tell Ross Perot was straight shooting, total body language, plus the facts were true. You got to judge both. Al Gore's with this you-know-what-eating grins, like, laughing at Perot. Listen, Larry, this study I have here shows it's going to double jobs in just 2 years. This is a good deal, Larry. Yeah, and women hanging with their arms and legs bound from front porches dead. There's no sign of foul play, and everything's wonderful, and oh, my gosh, the sun doesn't affect the climate. Okay, shut up, Alex. Get to the news. It's like Dr. Strangelove, you know, where he can't control himself. Okay, I wanted to mention this because there's all these big news articles about how evil it is to have more than two children. Some are saying even one is bad. And my wife's had people at Whole Foods march up to her and obviously jealous that, you know, they waited to have kids till too late. Generally, it's always an archetype, and mad that my wife has, you know, these incredibly beautiful, wonderful, vibrant children that aren't brain damaged from vaccines. And they'll say, you've got too many kids. Of course, I'm glad they've done that with me, because I'd say, get out of my face, you witch. I mean, literally. Get away from my children, scumbag. But I did a video titled Death-Loving Media Attacks Children. And I got into some examples of this, and I saw a comment, well, a bunch of them actually, by P. Marie, 2003, 39 minutes ago. But she's P. Marie, 2003, and she's agreeing with another individual, Kevin Morias, and it says, that's that handle. It says, exactly. What is wrong with eugenics? Eugenics is what brought Alex the wonderful food he had for lunch. It gives us premium Egyptian cotton, dogs that can detect trapped victims, huge horses that pull plows for Amish, thornless blackberry plants. I'd like to propose we spay-neuter anyone on the left side of the IQ bell curve. Wouldn't that help? It sure can't hurt. And I could talk for an hour, but I'm not, just about that mindset and that attitude. These are people who are wannabe elitist. And what they don't understand is the globalists are targeting them as well. If you actually study the eugenics war, they're putting bisphenol A in their products. They're putting sodium fluoride in their water. They're putting cancer viruses in their vaccines. Every major GMO crop has the side effect, and it turns out, we've talked to industry insiders, that's the real effect. You're told, oh, it's so the tomato lasts longer. But it's also had a system flipped in it to create enzymes that reduce fertility, autoimmune disorders, you name it. I mean, we're talking in every major study, within 3 to 5 generations, the rats, the guinea pigs, are deformed and can't have babies, can't procreate. And you see the wages of this, doubling in cancer the last decade, doubling in diabetes. I mean, pull those numbers up. Just type in diabetes doubles in last decade. Here, let's put it on screen for him. That's just from last week. Then I found an article from 10 years ago where it doubled from that. 200% increase in 20 years. How many medical doctors I have to get on this show for you to talk about how 50 years ago, if there was a child with cancer, they would fly medical students across the country to see him. It was like seeing Elephant Man or something. It was like seeing a seventh wonder of the world. Now, there's kids, I mean, you go to the mall, there's kids with their chemo injectors on their arms, bald-headed, and you know they're just sucking the money out of the family before they put them in the grave. There it is, diabetes rate doubles worldwide. And what source is that from? Scroll up the top for me, please. I remember source, of course, was that's Fox News. But again, we don't just believe Fox News. What was the study? And it was a worldwide study. Let's scroll down a little bit. That was June 27th. The number of adults suffering from type 2 diabetes has more than doubled across the globe. And it goes on, the research has found rates of type 2 diabetes, which is the lifestyle factors linked to obesity, increased and remain the same in this part of the world with 347 million people currently affected. And it goes on to break that down. That's even different numbers than I saw. Okay, because the reports I saw said doubled in the last 10 years. Okay, now, let me just continue with the rest of some of the news I've got here. Back to this eugenics. So, they just make this statement about let's sterilize, spay-neuter, the term for cats and dogs. We're animals. And you got to love, most of these pointy head people have 2 degrees from a college, so they're the accepted priest class, but they're working at the local grocery store. And then they look hatefully when you go through the line. You know, you've got the dad that started businesses from nothing, didn't even finish high school. He's got his beautiful wife, his 3 kids. He's 100 times more street smart than they are. He can skin a buck, run a trot line. At the end of the day, his IQ is really higher. And you got this loser sitting there with all their degrees lecturing them about paper, plastic, and look at your kids. You shouldn't have so many kids. I'll guarantee you this person, if you go and we ought to try to interview him, I'll guarantee you it's a woman who hadn't had kids, so she's bitter about it. So she externalizes it and then hates families. I'll guarantee you that it's somebody who says we'd be better off with humans at the end of the day. But again, let's spay-neuter anyone on the left side of the IQ bell curve. But what happens once you sterilize them? And if you were so smart, you'd know systems are always gamed or people buy out of it. So who's going to set what the IQ tests are? Who's going to determine those? Or there's a lot of idiot savants who can engage in great art, great music, or have a great capacity for love, who are loving people that isn't measured by your stupid chart. Are we going to sterilize them? Well, yeah, that's what they did to, well, really millions of Americans, but on record 500 plus thousand from the 1920s to 1987 when it officially ended. No, this whole eugenics situation is just an attitude. It's an attitude where they just dehumanize you. You know, what did the state board say when they were asked, why are more than two-thirds of foster kids in Texas on an average of 7 psychotropic drugs, mirroring the national average? And the head of the board said, because they got bad gene pools. And the state rep said, well, what's your proof? Well, they just do. Oh, that's real science. You got a bad gene pool, so we're going to come take it from your parents. And then some good doctors, the only reason this came out, there were state hearings 4 years ago, it's MFL Men Game, because a lot of doctors that were involved with CPS said, look, we took healthy, happy kids for, you know, too much dog hair on the sofa or dishes in the sink. And I watched these kids as a CPS doctor go from being on the football team in the sixth grade to being in wheelchairs. They put them on so many drugs. Then you start having convulsions. Then they put you on more. Then they have a brain surgery because they make more money off of a screwed up kid. And if you're lucky enough for them not to kill you, they just dump you off when your mind is wiped and you're one of those homeless zombies who, you know, talking to themselves. This is what they do. It's factories of death. And you just get some, they're always so stupid, you know, the head psychiatrist on the board, you just like, he can barely talk. He's like, they come from bad gene pools. You come from a bad gene pool. Punk, if you had good genes, you know you got to lift up the weak. If you had good genes, you'd understand that humans don't feed on each other. We don't take our predatory instinct to hunt wild bison or to hunt cave cat or to go fishing and spearing fish in the water. We don't take that and then use it against our own species. That is a aberrism of the agrarian city-state society that has now turned into an institutionalized tropism. And it will be the end of our species. It is a warping of the Eloi and the Morlocks. We're supposed to be warlike Eloi, not Morlocks feeding on Eloi, as H.G. Wells admitted that was an archetype for how the elite actually operate. We are supposed to take our warlike instincts of survival in the Ice Age and the rest of it, and point that into space travel and giant, complex, free market systems of unlimited potential. But you let a bunch of inbred, globalist, psychopath, control freaks run thing, they will kill each other in the end. It's their instinct. They have a deep hatred of humanity. I have a deep love of humanity and a desire to lift it up. And eugenics is the opposite. It's actually waging war against the intelligent.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's some of the police state news, the good news and the bad news. This is out of CBS 4 Denver. No felony charges will be filed against the Colorado woman who allegedly sexually assaulted a Transportation Security Administration agent in Phoenix. And reportedly, the TSA person grabbed her breasts, so she grabbed theirs. No. It's only a felony when you grab them back. But the prosecutors have dropped the case, so that's good news. The attorney for her said her client was violated, endangered, and threatened by the actions of TSA agents. She denies doing anything wrong. Oh, you just grabbed my breast? I'll grab yours. Oh, we're tackling you and arresting you. See, they're not going to be able to sell this stuff unless we're in a trance-like state. One of my crew members was bringing up Darren Brown. That's his name, right? The hypnotist. On these shows where the person says they want a blue bike, he convinces them that they always wanted a red bike. And if you look at the morons they screen for the show, that's why a hypnotist magician will get 5 or 6 people up on stage and do little tests to find who the most suggestible is. And then through television and culture, they're trying to make us suggestible, more suggestible. The television lowers the brainwave rates on average while you're watching it. And then it makes it easier for you to get back into that phase. There's another, again, getting to it next hour, big study out showing how people are incredibly suggestible and will change memories on the spot for peer pressure. And that's all that's happening with Darren Brown. He's conning you, claiming slapping his hands and the words that he's using are what is getting you to go under mind control. It's peer pressure. The people decide to be conned. It's pure bull. Only weak minds would be involved in such a thing. It's all flim-flam. All these control freaks, all these weak people, you know, they think subliminal messages are powerful. They think they're going to get power out of them. It doesn't have power. It doesn't have power. It doesn't have power. When you're aware of it, when you're aware the carbon scam is a scam, no matter how much they say your children are going to die if you don't pay David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild money, it doesn't matter. You know it's a fraud. It's like somebody you work with that you caught lying over and over again. You finally know they're liars, and you're not going to put up with their bull anymore. They manipulate good people to be gullible. Stop being gullible. They think you're so gullible, the government murders people every week, shoots them, cuts them up, hangs them upside down, tied up, and then tells you they weren't murdered. Oh, I've had enough. Okay, so the good news is, the prosecutors are like, well, they grabbed your breast. Well, okay, we're letting you off. Good. That's humanity. Don't be toady prosecutors. Don't be toady juries. If you think somebody really violated the law, but the law is a fraud, let them go. That's what the founders said do. Just because the government tells you jury nullification doesn't exist, the Supreme Court's rule is just supposed to rule on the facts as well as the law. Continue here. City Council attempts to outlaw free speech and freedom of assembly. Again, they're seeing what they can get away with all over the country. Quartzsite, Gould, Arkansas, areas in Michigan can't have a garden. Now you can't pack your children's school lunch, and they're just seeing if you'll do what they say. You can't assemble any group, pro-gun group, bird watching, no group bigger than 3 people. And they do it with a straight face, and the city council goes on the news and defends it and says, we are the bosses. And it's a mind control game. It's an Agenda 21 beta test. This is going on all over the world. They're doing stuff like this in Australia, too, and in England. They got groups like Common Purpose running it in England. Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of other news. Stay with us. It's all important.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.